Megan, I have a question about, under the grant application eligibility rules. One, it says organizations that are based in Queens County or conduct significant activities within Queens County are eligible for funding under this fund if all other terms and conditions of this are met. So does that mean if there was, and I'll just use Queens County Blades as an example. They were approved for, I think it was $5,000 to assist applicants for registration for their CanSkate program. Would those applications for the skaters, with the skating, the young people have to be from Queens County to qualify?
So we're funding for the program that takes place in Queens County. So that program happens in Queens County, and they can have people participate in that program from other places. They do have criteria around which branch you fall under for skating or hockey or whatever it happens to be. But as long as it's happening in Queens County.
As long as it's happening in Queens County.
Yeah.
Okay. And those members are registered with the organization in Queens County?
Correct.
Ooh. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Any other counselor? Counselor Fancy?
Just because a lot of times I like read through this stuff, and I've talked to our CEO and the dean, and I still get confused in this thing. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm getting old. Say if you had a $20,000 project, just say, and you came to, and you're going to make your application after April 1st. So you make your application, it comes to you, you then bring it back to council to be able to see if to approve it or not. And then in order to get the funding of that $20,000 initial funding, the 80%, that means you would have to have 80% of $20,000 in your bank account?
Or a substantial portion of that, and that's a part of the new clause within the revised policy that we've got for you today.
So 80% of 20,000 would be somebody does the math quickly, but
mental math is not my strong suit. I'm not even going
to
try.
So it's $16,000. So you would have to have $16,000 in your account before you get the 80%, or would you just say if you had 12,000, you say, well, you've got a substantial portion of the 16,000 to be able to get your 80% initial?
So they'd have to have a significant portion, but they'd also have to be able to give us a plan for how they're going to get to the rest of the required funding.
Right.
So if they have a plan in place that, you know, they're going to do A, B, and C, and they have so much in the bank, those are things that we would consider. But if they don't have a significant portion and no plan of how they're going to get to that amount,
right,
that's when you would get into a situation where you'd say, you know, we would require that you have your portion in the bank before we release funds.
So you don't actually have to, you have to have a method of where you, methodology of where you're going to before the amount of money.
So it's a consideration. So a significant portion, and then we would consider that if they have the plan to get to where they need to go.
Okay. So the first part is you make your request, and then it's either approved or just or whatever, and you go forward. Then the second part is that you come in after you've been approved. That somewhere along the way you say, I am asking for the money now?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
I'm not sure I even either. So.
Okay.
I don't know how you, where you, is that come with the initial ask?
Your proof of what you have already raised or in the bank account is part of the application that has to be submitted.
And that's it, that's the initial. Say if you had $6,000, which you said, well, I want to get to a $20,000 project, and you apply, and you only had $6,000, and you say, look, I don't think they can make it. So you deny them on that, or approve them on that?
So if that were the case, the scenario just gave $6,000, I wouldn't consider a significant portion to get to that $20,000. So it's not that it wouldn't be approved. We've done it this past year where we said
that's right,
that we'll approve the application, but we won't release the funds until you have your portion of the money to go towards the project.
So that's the
and
thing of,
we did
release the money.
Council did approve that, those situations this year.
So you cannot have the up to where you need to be but you won't release the money till you can be able to say, okay, now you have 12,000 of the 20, and we see how you can make it, and we could release that 80%.
And that would be a council decision as well. So we would evaluate and recommend based on what we have before us, and then those are situations where council could make a decision such as that. Yeah.
I'd just like to get to understand how you go about where you could get the money or not. You might get approved, and you say, oh, so we're going forward, and you say, okay, well, no, they're not going to approve this because you might have significant amount, but not enough that everybody feels comfortable. And you say, we've already committed to a step that you're not ready for. Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
Any other counselor? Counselor Johnson?
There's a lot of stuff here that internalized in a short period of time. You know, we saw this on Thursday, and a lot of it is dealt with interpretation. And I've got a host of questions, you know, that I'm not sure how it's interpreted, how it's going to be administered, and things like that. And I'm wondering if it's not appropriate to recommend that we defer this to a meeting where Megan and her people can come and walk us through this document with how it is interpreted. There's a lot of changes, and there's just as many changes of moving stuff from one area to another as the stuff that has stroke marks through it, because that all comes with some kind of intent or some kind of interpretation. So I'm wondering if we couldn't defer this to another time or an in-camera session where we can go through all those changes and clearly understand, because in the past we've been boxed into making some of these, I won't say snap decisions, but some of these decisions, and for the way I interpret it to the way that it gets interpreted in the application is different.
So it certainly doesn't qualify for an in-camera discussion, but I would ask Megan, when was the last time this was before council for consideration and review?
The policy itself?
Yeah, this
would have
came
been
before council
November 2018. November 2018 when it was approved, the original policy.
So we have not had a discussion on revisions to this prior to today. I thought we did. I thought council had some discussion on this.
I believe when we've brought forward previous applications, we've talked about items that they'd like to see addressed in policy revision, but in terms of dates, I don't think we've had a specific discussion.
Okay. Well, it certainly is up to the councillor if the councillor wants to defer this discussion if they're not comfortable dealing with this item today. We do have a motion to approve this. I will leave it to councillors to make that determination as to whether we proceed today or whether we defer to a later date.
I'd be willing to make a motion to defer to the next council meeting or whatever to talk about these changes in more detail. If it's not appropriate for in camera, then we do it in open council. But I would like to get a little better feel for some of these interpretations. And there's pieces in here that I think are missed, you know, through our previous conversations. We've had these conversations as applications come forward, but I don't think there's ever been any. Some stuff's been taken into consideration, some stuff didn't make it. So
I have a motion by Councillor Johnson to defer this issue to the next council meeting, which would be the January meeting. Do I have a seconder for that? Councillor McLeod seconds that. All those in favor?
Just let me have it.
Councillor Fancy, we are having a vote on deferring at this point.
Can I ask a question at this time or no?
You can ask a very quick question if it's on the item.
Yeah, okay. I just like to say that just as we're voting, is that if one counselor is uncomfortable with it, then I want us all to be in agreement, so I would probably vote for it. That's what.
Well, it will be the determination of the count of the vote as to whether it's deferred or not.
I'm just saying what I thought.
Yeah, I would expect all counselors would vote their conscience on this issue, so thank you for that. So I would ask for the vote. All those in favor of deferring this to the next council meeting? I have 5. Those opposed? 3 opposed. It does pass. It is deferred to the January meeting. Thank you. And thank you very much for presenting today. We will pick this up in January. have nothing under 13.0 planning today. Under reports 14.0, we have 14.1 council implementation report. Any questions or comments on that report circulating? Councilor Preller?
I had a question about Hillsview. Is there any update on that? We're kind of getting to the end.
No update at this point. We're still waiting. We're still waiting to.
So it's safe to assume that you won't be able to do it?
Pardon?
During the winter? I mean, shingling can only be done at a certain
point. No, we are understanding that there is a site visit to occur at some time very soon, and that has not occurred yet.
I think you're talking about something different than the council.
Yeah.
The council's asking about the motion to shingle the roof.
Yeah.
It's on here.
Yeah. And on the Hillsview issue on the roof, we did approve doing that project on the roof. My understanding of that is Janie has reached out to the contractor to do it, and the contractor was trying to free up the time very shortly.
No, it says on here emergency funding request has been submitted. Did we get that?
I haven't seen any response back to that, no.
Okay.
But we would have carried out
the work. Are we getting the roof shingles?
We would have carried out the roof work, yes.
It's been done?
I assume it's been done.
It's being done irrespective of the request of the province, but the developer contractor did not have the ability to get it done immediately when we requested. So they're working to get to the roof to get it started and finished. The funding is separate from
is
doing the roof.
Is it done? Is it done? Is it
no, it's not
done
at this point, to my understanding. It's not shingled.
But you cannot shingle a roof in December, January, and February.
You can reshingle a roof 12 months of the year. It's more work, it's more effort. But a contractor was not able to do it at the date that we asked them to do it, so it will be done.
Okay, thanks.
Councilor Fisk?
Just a quick explanation on the roof. It's not going to be the whole big room. It's going to be in the areas that need shingles, and maybe some cord repair. So yes, it can be done 12 months of the year.
It is mainly the south slope.
Yeah, exactly.
And some other shingles have blown off.
Exactly. Thank you, Mayor.
Any other questions on the report circulated, Councilor Johnson?
Well, I'm wondering where we capture. Like the ask this morning from Queens County Transit. Where do those actions?
Councillor Johnson, that's not on the agenda here in front of me. So we're going to stick with the agenda.
The agenda is where does it fit on this action plan?
Where does it fit?
Yeah.
It just got to us today, so it's not even there on that sheet to my understanding. And today when they presented, it was explained to them that it would become part of the budgeting process in January. Their request from Queens Transit will become part of our budgeting process in January.
The $25,000 or the line item piece?
The $25,000. So maybe I missed something, but CAO, what is your thought on that? We'll be detour here for a second to get this answer.
Typically, when the minutes are done up, we cut and paste the action items that you see on the list here that haven't been completed together. They have been not picked their line, but simply say that there was a request for $25,000 in the deferred budget over.
But that's only when it gets to a motion and decided. It only gets on here from an action, from a motion.
Well, there wasn't a motion, but it gets on there from an action, yes. Most of these are motions, but there may be situations where it's an action or a direction to staff to do certain things. And that's how it appears on the list. So if there's something missing, please let us know. We'll add it on there, but.
Okay. All right, I'm wondering what all is inclusive, because most of these things have been the result of a recommendation that was voted on, and then some staff has to take action on it, right?
Correct.
But that ask this morning, they asked 2 weeks ago from the project from North Queens. Neither one resulted in a recommendation or an action, but how do we track it so that we don't lose sight of it? Because we can lose sight of this, those types of things. And I'm quite sure that Queens County Transit's interpretation of what they wanted today, like Bill said, the way I understood it, was he had a twofold ask, and one is it necessary, which is the line item going forward in the 2021 budget, but the immediate need for the $25,000. I didn't think it was going to wait for budget time to be able to do that. I thought it was going to come forward. some kind of action, but not to get away from the agenda. How do we capture it in what we're doing?
And so what was brought forward today was not an ask for budget for operating purposes, so that was not discussed at all, which originally we agreed or have partially agreed to a three-year funding, which was 15, 750 year one, 22,000 year two, 26,000 year three. The 26,000 operating wasn't discussed at all today.
Oh, no.
So that should be part of the discussion. The discussion was, and part of the presentation, was they want $25,000 for a truck, for a new vehicle. And that's why I asked, or the question was for clarification, was their plan that they showed in their presentation was that it's a 2020, 2021 acquisition. And so if that's the case, they don't need our money today to buy a truck that they're not going to buy for another potentially 6 months.
Okay.
And so we get requests on a semi-regular basis, people looking for money and they want it now. But that's why we have a budget. We know what our plans are for the year. We know how much money we're budgeting certain areas, and it's, unless it's an emergency, council shouldn't be all of a sudden saying, well, they want the money now, so we're going to approve it now. Those things have to be done and planned up front so we know what we're budgeting for. Because there's been a few this year where people have asked for money, and, well, we want the money now. Well, it doesn't work that way in most cases. It's always at the prerogative of council, but unless it's an emergency, we're getting ourselves into trouble, and because at the end of the year, we keep spending, then we're going to end up with a deficit at the end of the year because we haven't budgeted for these things. And then in the not-too-distant future, we're probably going to get our hands slapped by the auditor if we keep doing that as well for continuing to authorize things that weren't included in the budget because it shows that we're poor planners.
Yep.
So to go back to my question, it will show up on the next...
If there is some direction or action, it will show up. If there isn't, then it won't show up. So at the one you just referred to about the North Queens Community School, there was no action or direction given to the staff on that. So it won't show up on you.
No.
It'll simply, it was the there was discussion around dealing it as a one-off or dealing with it as part of the other strategy. There was no direction for either one. So staff will continue to deal with it as they would normally, which is finish the MPAL strategy, and then council can then decide whether they wish to do a one-off with that once with that strategy, or if it's included in the strategy, and what those budget implications are for next year.
So to quickly address your question, Councillor Johnson, the request from Queens Transit will be incorporated into the budget discussion in January, and it will, as a result of that, be looked after, whether it's on the council implementation report, I guess, is up to the CAO as to how he records that. But there's eight of us here today plus the CAO, so we're guaranteed to have that discussion during budget. It's not going to get lost. Yes, Councilor McFadden?
I just have a question, just a basic understanding. So if they had applied and wanted to purchase a new vehicle and they needed the $25,000 as a down payment toward that, is that correct? That's what they needed?
They will at some point,
at
April the 1st,
okay.
He indicated.
April the 1st, okay. So in order for them to go forward with that and to know that they have the funds, in the past we've done, after we've had negotiations and we've done our discussions about the budget, we've done pre-budget approvals. Is that an opportunity at that point if we determine that we want to fund that from the next year's budget?
There are potential solutions such as that.
Okay.
I listened to Mr. Smythe this morning. He said he's ordered that van. So I don't think it's critical at this point to need to deal with that prior to the budgeting plan.
Just so that they know that we can be funding it, to give them a little sense.
They know we're looking at funding it, and until we have a motion, it's not funded.
Yes, I realize that.
We have to be careful we don't box ourselves in the sense that there's a number of organizations that want pre-budget approval. And once you commit yourself to those, then it comes to the regular budget time, and then we say, we don't have enough money, we've got to cut somewhere else, we've got to increase taxes, without seeing the bigger picture. So we just got to be careful that we want to see the big picture, and that we don't do one-offs, because unless it's an emergency, when you do one-offs, we box ourselves in and get ourselves in trouble, because then we need, in this case, $25,000. And so where's that $25,000 going to come from? Until you see what the budget numbers are, until you see what the assessments are, until you see what our other cost pressures are. So for instance, the library funding is increasing by $30,000 or $35,000 next year for us. And so that's another cost pressure. And so we can't avoid that. And so we need to see the bigger picture before we start approving some of these one-offs, because we don't know what that picture is going to look like until we get into those budget discussions and see what exactly is coming down the road.
I understand.
Coming down the road. So we just got to be careful. It might come.
Any other questions or comments on this report? So we'll move on to 14.2, Queen's Event Strategy. I would ask Steve Burns to come forward. So there is a recommendation on this item. Who would like to take the lead on 14.2? Councilor Frilly.
I so move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality adopt the report as submitted, Queen's Event Strategy.
Seconder for that? Mr. Dancy? The report was circulated. Steve, do you have anything to add?
Just to reiterate, there's no immediate budget impact, but as we roll into next year's budget discussions, we'll cost out and develop a further plan. This strategy is framework for the future. Consists of six pillars at this moment, and under each pillar there will likely be 5 to 6 action plans and that we'll look for implementation over the next 2 to 3 years, and so we'll get underway. It's a framework for the future.
Any questions of councilors or comments on this item? Councilor Johnson?
Steve, in this strategy, mm-hmm. at no point in time did I see a definition of the word event. How big, how small is an event? What is an event?
Well, an event can be a one-day event or a multi-day event. You know, the definition between festivals and events is muddied ongoing. You know, under the basically under the events investment fund, there's a definition of, you know, event as to funding from $0 to $300,000 plus. Events are attraction, bringing people to the community, that type of thing. So
it's just that it's not spelled out in the document. That's all. The other comment I had, and I know we talked about this earlier, but not necessarily all of it, is some of these statistics around population decreasing with modest growth. Where did those statistics come from? It's part of the background, first paragraph.
It's part of the background.
Population has been decreasing for the past 20 years, Queens population leveling out and experiencing modest growth.
Many of those statistics are available right on the Region of Queens websites, population, et cetera. They're available, easily accessible on the internet, and worked with staff on the introductions.
But that's different from what we've seen on some of these other ones, like age-friendly community statistics, and senior safety statistics. They all indicate that we're shrinking and getting older.
Median demographic, median age, right off Stats Canada, you name it, so.
Okay. And my last question, of those six pillars,
mm-hmm.
where are they listed, Steve? Maybe I'm missing.
Six pillars are listed on the page 11. And on a previous, I believe the last time I was in to present, I provide you also a cheat sheet that broke these pillars down a little further. So.
And where does Events Liverpool fit in all this? That's my last question.
Events Liverpool is the brand. So it's basically the promotional branding piece behind the strategy. So it's separate, it's basically separate from what the Special Events Advisory Committee piece would be. It's just the branding.
So we just heard today from the economic development people ahead of you that the brand for Events Nova Scotia is Events Nova Scotia. So why is it specific to Liverpool? Is that because that's where the major populace is?
The major populace, the major services and accommodation piece, that type of thing.
Who are those guys? Who is Events Liverpool?
Who is Events Liverpool? Events Liverpool is a representation of the strategy for promotional purposes. History on Events Liverpool.
Yeah, the name Events Liverpool and what its present status is compared to the past.
Well, at this point, there is no functional Events Liverpool. If you're referring to the group that was, put together basically to enable the 2014 Canadian Juniors in Liverpool.
Okay. Thank you. Any other councillor have a question or comment? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? All those opposed? I have 6-2. It does pass. That brings us to the end of the open council issues. A motion to go in camera would be appropriate. Moved by Deputy Mayor Kelly, seconded by Councilor Muse. Any discussion? You ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? Unanimous. Thank you. We are now in camera.